They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
For the world's most rugged boots, ask for Chippewa Boots at Chuck's Boots, off Highway 30 in Fenton, and now off Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's.
Trying to get the note.
Got it. I think I got it.
What I hear all the time from women, you got it. What they mean. Okay, I don't hear that. You know what this music means? It means people are talking about people. And a lot of the people they're talking about are the showbiz type people. And we have everything they're talking about and more in the form of what we call the Wood Report. A lot of people think it means Hollywood. No. It's a different kind of wood. The kind of wood produced on a regular basis by this lady, Tina Marie Dalpiez.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. All right, I can't wait. It has to be a lot of stuff this week.
There's a lot of stuff, yeah. Actor Michael Clark Duncan was laid to rest yesterday. Plenty of stars showed up. They included Tom Hanks, Jay Leno, Vivica A. Fox, and Holly Robinson Pete, along with his fiance Omarosa.
Now, I don't mean this in a bad way, but that Michael Clark Duncan, for those of you who don't know, that was that giant guy in The Green Mile. Mm-hmm. If they did the traditional six pallbearers, can you imagine? Ugh. No. I mean, that's a lot of weight.
I don't know that he weighed that much, and I think he was maybe 6'4 or 6'5. They made him look.
He was over
bigger.
300. He was 315.
Was he that much?
Six guys. I guess that's not a big. But I wonder if a really big guy dies, like a 500 pounder, can you make an exception and have like 12 pallbearers?
I would assume the casket would be bigger, so you would have more handles.
You need more pallbearers.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Kelly Pickler.
Yeah.
Shocked her fans earlier last week when she shaved off her long blonde hair.
I'd pickle her.
She shaved her head to support her longtime friend who's battling breast cancer. And I saw the photo of her bald.
Yeah, I did too.
She looks good.
Yeah, that was a very cool thing.
Demi Moore, when she did G.I. Jane, mm-hmm. I would have married her bald, but even with a bald head. Some women still are beautiful.
Yeah, it's the shape of their head or something. I don't know. And her eyes look
bigger.
And
when you have a beautiful face, you have a beautiful mm-hmm. face. The hair doesn't change that.
Sheryl Crow believes excessive cell phone use may be to blame for the benign tumor in her brain. She admits her theory has not been confirmed by doctors, but she's convinced because she says in the early days when she was first promoting her album, she did hours of phone interviews on the old type of cell phones.
Yeah. Well, then how come all the other people who used them a lot don't have brain tumor?
WWE announcer Jerry the King Lawler suffered a heart attack and collapsed during a show in Canada last night. He's 62. He was given CPR before being taken to a hospital where he's listed in stable condition. Christian Bale showed his sweeter side last week. Bale flew a 4-year-old.
You know, it would be funny if you'd said he was taken to a nearby farmhouse and put in a barn where he was listed in stable condition.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
See what I did?
Play on words.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Christian Bale flew a 4-year-old named Jaden Barber from Ohio. He's a little kid that's suffering from leukemia. Sent him and his family to Disneyland, and then he showed up with his wife and daughter and had lunch with their family.
Oh. And if you saw him, would you yell, "Hey, Bale"? Get it?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
See what I did?
Hey, Bale. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Khloe and Kim Kardashian and their mom, Chris, have taken to Twitter to laugh off rumors that O.J. Simpson might be Khloe's real father. Kim was the first to respond to the allegation, posting a photo of yesterday's cover of the National Enquirer, which reads, OJ Bombshell, I'm Khloe's real dad. The cover showed a photo of Simpson, his lawyer, Robert Kardashian, along with the words, shocking truth about OJ and Kardashian mom. The cover also compares photos of Khloe and Simpson's daughter, Sydney, calling them lookalikes.
I hope that's true.
I killed Nicole.
We know that.
And Ronald Goldman.
Yeah, we know. But I hope it's true. I hope he is. Wouldn't that be great?
Wow.
That's just a great story, that he's Khloe Kardashian's dad.
Yeah.
Great.
I think her mom would know. Just a couple of days after actress Amanda Bynes' driver's license was revoked by the DMV, she was pulled over by police for failure to turn on her headlights in the dark. But police let her go with just a verbal warning. Evidently, they didn't run her name or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So far this year, she's had a DUI during which she rear-ended a police car and then was involved in 3 hit-and-run accidents. She's due in court on September 27th.
Always better to have it in the rear.
Oh. You know, I thought we got rid of that.
No, I still got it.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively married over the weekend. She's 25, he's 35. They met on the set of The Green Lantern and began dating a little less than a year ago. He was previously married to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
This is Blake's first wedding. Kobe Smulders, she's one of the stars of How I Met Your Mother, the dark-haired cute gal, and she was also in The Avengers. She married Saturday Night Live's Taron Killam. Over the weekend, they've been together for several years and have a 3-year-old daughter.
What is that, How I Met Your Mother? What is that about? I've never watched that show.
It's basically about this guy named Ted, and he has some kids, and he's trying to explain to them how he met their mother. And it's been going on for years, and we don't know who the woman is yet.
Don't they do a lot of flashbacks, too, and things like that, cut scenes?
What kind of scenes?
Cut scenes, flashback kind of thing.
What kind of scenes are
there? You know that Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah.
That's Paul Harris's brother.
Really?
Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, they
I think
don't
it's
speak.
Funny. He plays a womanizer on that show.
They do not speak.
Hmm.
Broadway theater owner Jordan Roth married producer Richie Jackson Saturday at a black tie affair that included guests like David Geffen, Donald Trump, Tyra Banks, and Barbara Walters. Melissa Etheridge surprised the crowd with an original song that she wrote about Jordan and Richie.
Barbara Walters is getting harder and harder to watch. It's just like a decomposing body.
Yeah.
It really is. She's horrible.
In an interview in Marie Claire magazine, Gwen Stefani says her 10-year marriage to singer Gavin Rossdale is her biggest accomplishment in life. They have 2 boys, Kingston, who is 6, and Zuma, who is 4.
Zuma?
Yep. Dancing with the Stars judge Carrie Ann Inaba and Jesse Sloan have called off their engagement.
No.
The 2 met on an online dating service and have been engaged since March of last year. Chad Ochocinco Johnson does not want a divorce from his wife and is holding out on signing those divorce papers. This was after being arrested for headbutting his wife back in August. He's since gotten a tattoo of her face on his leg.
I saw that.
You know, if you really want your wife to leave you, headbutt her. That'll do it. That should do it.
And it doesn't matter if he signs the papers,
no,
right?
No, in Florida, it makes no difference. Yeah. The judge can say, okay.
You know what would be better? If he put her leg tattooed on his face.
Yeah.
Now you got something.
Another tattooed guy, Chris Brown, is insisting that his new neck tattoo is not the face of Rihanna, although she looks like her. And Rihanna also sporting a new tattoo.
Yeah. What if you had somebody else's face tattooed on your face?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And literally, you become that person.
Have you ever seen that? I've seen a guy that has a skull tattooed on his face. It looks
Now, that's great. And not great for me.
No.
Gross.
But that's weird.
Rihanna is also sporting a new tattoo. It's a huge picture of the Egyptian goddess Isis. It covers her entire chest area underneath her breasts. And Rihanna says the tattoo is a dedication to her late grandmother.
What?
So in photos, she's kind of holding up her boobs and... This tattoo goes all the way across underneath.
And what does the tattoo say?
It's just the Isis. She's like kneeling down and her wings go underneath the
tattoo. These people are crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Last month, the biography Paterno debuted at number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list, a movie version starring Al Pacino being shopped this week to producers and studios.
Hoo-ah! We have a clip. That's a clip. That's
Thank
a
you.
Brief, just a brief clip.
Singer George Michael has become the first pop star to perform in Paris's Opera Garnier, a venue more known as a stage for classical music and opera. The British star performed Sunday evening as part of his Symphonica tour to support a French AIDS charity. Making her first TV appearance since she welcomed her daughter Maxwell in May, Jessica Simpson showed off her slimmer body on the Katie Couric talk show. She's a spokesperson for Weight Watchers now and says she's lost at least 40 pounds.
Of course she is. Pay me $10 million, I'll lose 40 pounds too. And what is it about women who are drawn to a show where another woman talks about losing her baby fat? I've never known of a guy to say, hey, man, did you watch Piers Morgan the other night? And did you hear John Goodman? He was talking about losing weight. Never.
No.
No guy has ever run to the TV to hear another guy's weight loss story.
Well, evidently, a lot of people did go to the TV because the show Katie attracted the largest audience in a decade for a new daytime talk show.
I thought Jessica Simpson looked pretty good when she was heavy.
Mm. Yeah.
She looked good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't overdo it, Jeff.
And it looks like Randy Jackson will remain a judge on American Idol. This is after negotiations with Enrique Iglesias fell through. Uh-huh. Auditions for the new season begin in the next couple weeks. So far, the only other judge that's been confirmed is Mariah Carey. But sources.
If anybody was ever in the driver's seat, it's Randy Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
The only piece of stability left. Don't you know he just sat back and said, what do you got for me?
Well, you have to. I mean, if you're Randy, you have to go to their up against the wall now, and they go, okay,
he's
finally
got it made. He's got it made.
Yeah, right now they say the last person that they're waiting on hearing from is either Keith Urban or Nicki Minaj. Yeah. And I think if Mariah Carey has anything to say about it, it won't be Nicki.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent finalists, the Untouchables. It's a group of kids. They range in age from 8 to 13. They were almost booted out of their New York City hotel this week after they made a bunch of noise, made a big mess, started throwing things out the window, and actually just angering the other hotel guests. I can't speak. But the producers from America's Got Talent were able to convince the hotel to let them stay as long as there's no more problems.
What is it with stars and hotel rooms? What makes them want to tear up hotel rooms, I wonder?
What is the age range?
Eight to 13.
Wouldn't their parents be with them?
Well, I would think so. Evidently, they're not very good chaperones. Mm. Simon Cowell has made his decision, and he wants Khloe Kardashian to host X Factor. It's now in the hands of Fox. Simon believes that Khloe is a big draw who will complete the circle of making the show younger than last season.
I disagree. Mm.
And Britney Spears has struck a settlement with her former bodyguard who claims that the pop star was a genital-flashing sexual harasser during his time with her.
I don't blame him. Let me tell you something. If a woman flashes her genitals, I'm suing her.
Oh. Yep.
You're
According
going to
court documents, Britney and Fernando Flores agreed to end their two-year legal war, which started when Flores filed a lawsuit claiming she was a naked menace to work for. In his suit, Flores alleged that Britney would intentionally drop her cigarette lighter in his presence and then bend over to pick it up, thereby exposing her uncovered genitals.
Well, you know what? I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I hope no woman ever does that to me.
Stop putting that stuff in my face.
Evidently, she came up with some money, and the case is now probably closed. Anna Paquin and her True Blood husband and co-star Stephen Moyer are celebrating the arrival of their twins.
The Moyer, the merrier.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You should be.
They should name, if it's a girl, that we don't know if it's a girl or a guy, but they could name her Mary Moyer.
Right? Yeah.
They were born a few weeks early, but they're in good health. We don't know if they're boys, girls, one of each, and their names have not been released either. The concert promoter behind Michael Jackson's This Is It tour has dropped its claim to collect on a $17.5 million insurance policy for the singer. This is after the insurance company claimed that AEG hid the extent of Jackson's extensive drug and health issues. AEG announced the move last night, claiming that the company has been contemplating the decision for months, and it has nothing to do with the discovery of new emails that show that they had doubts about his health.
Of course it does.
Right. This is kind of cute. Joy Behar, your favorite.
Oh.
He had these things to say about 7-year-old Alana Thompson, better known as Honey Boo Boo. In an interview with the Huffington Post, Behar called the future grim for the former Toddlers and Tiaras star, saying, she's going to be a fat kid. She's going to grow up to be a big, fat woman. She is, I can tell. She's just a kid, but you can see the genetics are right there. She's going to have large boob boobs, honey boob boobs.
Look at her mother. She's going to look just like that big blob.
Like Joy Behar.
Has anybody... room to talk.
Yeah.
But Honey Boo Boo has a big fan in RuPaul, who says he loves little Ilana Thompson and her family so much, he wants to sing a duet with a little girl on his new album. He went on to say, I love anybody who dances to the beat of a different drummer.
Freaks.
Yeah, a music festival to support jailed members of the Russian band Pussy Riot went forward despite official pressure to cancel it.
Can you edit that out?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, it's the name of the group.
I know.
We're editing it out.
City officials had tried to stop Sunday's show in St. Petersburg, President Vladimir Putin's hometown. And firefighters have threatened to close down the hall, claiming safety violations. About 1,000 people attended the Free Pussy Riot Fest, headlined by the Russian rock protest bands.
You know what? I don't even want to hear that because all I think of is a bunch of cats fighting.
Yeah.
Hundreds of cats. Pussy Riot.
Well, that's they put these three gals in prison for 2 years because they basically stood up and said something that Putin didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, remember Pussy Galore and James Bond? That was her name, first name. What if Putin named his daughter Pussy Putin?
There's a term for that.
Yeah, there is.
All righty. At the movies, as Dawn said yesterday, last weekend's box office numbers, the lowest since right after the September 11th attacks. The Possession was number one with $9.5 million, Lawless second with $6 million, and The Words with Bradley Cooper opened with only $5 million in sales. Birthdays, actress Ariana Richards. She was the cute little blonde girl on Jurassic Park. Remember the first one?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. She's 33 now.
Wow.
Rapper, actor Ludacris is 35. He was in a Crash, Hustle, and Flow. Actress Taraji P. Henson is 42. She was like the mom and Benjamin Button. Remember the gal who kind of adopted him?
I know.
She was in Think Like a Man, and she's on TV in Person of Interest.
What's her name again?
Taraji P. Henson.
Okay.
Harry Connick Jr. is 45. Musician Moby is 47.
Seems like he ought to be older.
Yeah, Harry Connick Jr. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Actress Christy McNichol is 50.
Gay. Wow. Gay. She's gay, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actress Virginia Madsen is 51. You remember her from Sideways, the astronaut farmer?
I would know her if I saw her, yeah.
Was she his wife?
The blonde. She was the blonde that, what's his name, was trying to get back together with.
Billy
Bob?
Astronaut farmer.
No.
Good movie.
In the astronaut farmer, she was Audie Farmer. Guitarist Tommy Shaw of Styx is 59.
Wow.
Guitarist Leo Kottke, 67. Grateful Dead drummer Mickey Hart is 69.
Hey, shut up.
Director Brian De Palma is 72. I'll never forget that movie, Carrie. That was so creepy.
Yep.
And that would be a good name for his son, Harry De Palma.
And finally, actor Earl Holliman. Remember him?
Oh, my goodness, yes. He was in a TV series called Sundance. He was a cowboy, and it was called Sundance. He had a black hat with a mirrored band around
him.
He was also in Policewoman with Angie Dickinson.
Yes.
He was Lieutenant Bill Crowley.
Let me guess. He has to be 75 at least.
80?
84.
Wow.
Ooh. And that is the Wood Report.
And what do you think happened to a guy like that? For the last 30 years, where's he been?
He was in the very first Twilight Zone episode also.
Well, I like Earl Holliman. Well, there you have it, folks. Everything you need to know and some things you really didn't need to know brought to you courtesy of Tina Marie Dalpiez. So the Wood Report. Yeah.
Thank you very
back
much.
Again next week. All right. You folks that are out there driving around, have you been to a Meanies yet? Meaning maybe you haven't ever been there because you drove down in Chesterfield Valley and you looked at that building with the big copper dome and you thought, what the heck is that? You need to go in to see what it is. And you need to walk all the way through it because if you go to the wrong section, you may get an impression of the place that doesn't really tell the whole story of a Meanies because a Meanies is a lot of different things. If you have wood floors, and wood floors are big now in houses, wooden floors, that wall-to-wall carpet thing has gotten old with a lot of people. And you need rugs. You want inexpensive rugs, or you want handmade, oriental, I mean the real deal, like $20,000, $30,000 rugs. They have that entire range of rugs. Patio furniture, the number one item that they sell at Amini's from spring through fall is patio furniture. They ring up more sales in patio furniture than anything else. And then let's go downstairs. Let's go to the fun Rathskeller basement, whatever room. Now, some people take a garage and turn it into, like, literally a game room, wherever it's going to be. This is one store that has everything you'd want in that room, from electronic dartboards to pool tables to Golden Tee golf, driving games, foosball, air hockey. You get the idea. Shuffleboard. It's all at Amini's, and there's a pretty good range of prices. Now, what you won't find is junk. There's a certain point you get to the bottom end of the scale, and it's the bottom end of the quality scale. They're not going to sell the same electronic dartboard that Target's going to sell. They're going to sell a better one, but you're going to be starting at $100, $200 for electronic dartboards. Pool tables. They have 20 different pool table options from under 20. In fact, there's one for $1,500 all the way up to $30,000. That's a lot of choices in pool tables. If you say, well, what could cause one pool table to cost $2,000 and another would cost $30,000? Well, you go see. See what hand-carved wood looks like with pearl inlaid in the railings. That's what you pay for. Even the lower-end pool table is still going to be three pieces of slate. It's a real pool table. And I said the last time we talked about Amini's, I've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours in our basement, and we certainly do not have the kind of basement that I envision that we could have if we, you know, spent more money and maybe done it a little better. But we had a few pinball machines. We had three, to be exact. We have a pool table down there. We had an old slot machine, and it was fun. We also had a ping pong table, which they sell at Amini's. You can turn your basement into a place nobody ever wants to leave, and especially with the fall coming and the ball games and then horrible weather and people staying at home and staying indoors. What a blast you can have, which we did. You know, when my father-in-law was alive, he'd come over at Christmas, and we'd take the cover off the pool table, and we'd shoot pool. And the great thing about the stuff is at Amini's is it's not targeted to any particular age group. What they sell at Amini's, everybody in the family can enjoy. Now, I have never been able to play ping pong. I've tried it, and I don't think I ever would be able to learn to be good at ping pong.
I'm decent.
To me, it's very difficult, and it's so lightning fast. It's like, it moves like hummingbird wings to me.
Yeah.
I can't catch on to ping pong. But I could see how a lot of people would, and what a great addition. And the fact that it folds up and you put it off to the side somewhere, it doesn't take up a lot of space when you don't want it to. You got to go to Amini's, and you have to check out everything from the ping pong to the foosball to the darts to the poker tables, the air hockey, the skee ball. It's all there. The home of the Copper Dome down in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How's it looking out there, Tim?
It's looking pretty normal. What I mean by that is just the usual backups. If you're traveling on westbound 64, we're flying right over the Science Center. That is where you're hitting the brakes. It's running slow through McCausland. I can also see that it's slow again from 270 or approaching 270 out through Mason. Then if you're traveling eastbound on 64, they do have the construction going on, and they only have the left lane and a right lane opened up. So traffic is slowing from Grand to about Union Station, and that's where things open up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, it's a great run right up to the bridge itself. Southbound 270, stop and go from 64 through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts. Technicians who make the grade, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and their everyday value pricing. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. After losing a close one in Tempe last year, Missouri will try to avenge a loss against Arizona State as the Tigers welcome the Sun Devils to Faurot Field in Columbia.
This Saturday, the Tigers take on Arizona State in Columbia. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. Game time is at 6. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
So it's what's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasures safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dino holds all my favorite cars.
See his eyes? They're always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Dorey, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
This is Pat Dodd of Dawson Dodd Heating and Cooling. The Department of Energy has developed new standards on the high-efficient natural gas furnaces that will go into effect next May. The law says if you replace your furnace after this date, you must replace it with a new 90% efficient furnace, which could be expensive. If we replace your furnace prior to the new law going into effect, you'll not only save money, but in the month of September, we'll donate $250 in your name to the USO of Missouri. Please call us at 314-729-1934 or go to our website, dawson-dodd.com.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, and we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem.
To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis virtual office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
This is a man at the office water cooler after buying a new car.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it.
This is that man at the office water cooler after buying a new Honda Accord.
Man, this car is fantastic!
And this is that man at the office water cooler after buying a new Honda Accord during the massive clearance event happening right now.
I'm so good!
He's so good!
I'm so good!
He's so good!
Experience the joy of getting an incredible deal on the one and only Honda Accord. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing. This clearance event ends soon, so see your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Hit the B square.
It's Tuesday. CDs are out, DVDs are out. And if you're out, stop into one of the Oreck Home Care Centers. That's who makes this segment possible every week. There are seven of them. They're locally owned and operated. When you go into the Oreck store, say, let me see that new Miele vacuum cleaner. I'll be happy to show it to you. Tell me your AM and the PM. And now with the new CDs, DVDs, here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes.
How are you, Joe?
Great, Frank. How are you?
Let me check. Pretty good.
Awesome. Good. All right. Well, it is New Release Tuesday. On the music end of things, I'll get it out of the way just real quick. If you have anybody in the listening audience that gets into rap, DMX does have Undisputed out today.
Oh, yeah. You're talking my language.
I figured I might as well start things
still with the Rough Riders or no?
I do not believe so. No. I believe this is the album to try and pay for the attorney fees for the most recent bust. I'm being serious.
Is there a condom called Rough Rider? I think I saw it at a truck stop one time.
Those machines at the truck stop?
Yeah. Rough Rider.
I think that sounds
familiar. Have you ever, when you're at a bathroom, done that? Yeah. Where you, it's like 75 cents for a novelty thing.
I bought them just to see what came out.
Yeah, the mystery gift.
What do you think was going to come out?
Well, I haven't looked at a condom in 30-40 years. So I went in recently to a truck stop and I put the 70, and the thing came out and I took it out and looked at it. That's all I did. I just looked at it.
You blow it up?
I dreamed. Wow, I wish I could use this. You know,
I'm not making it up. I did that, but it wasn't a condom that came out. It was this weird thing. It was a pill, and it was called horny goat weed.
Oh, what? Heard of that? Yeah.
Okay, so you've heard of it. I'm not making it up. And I looked at it. I threw it away. I was so paranoid. I'm like, I don't want to be in a weird spot where I decide to use this. So I just threw it away because there's no FDA things on there, and it's a gas station. But I did it because it said novelty gift, 1 of 12. I'm like, I wonder what this could be. So there you go.
That's too bad you threw it away because you could have told us what effect it had.
Yeah.
It might have been the greatest thing ever.
Well, I also could have paralyzed myself or something.
We don't care about that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, if it's good for the show.
Not for the team.
That's right.
All right, so it's about 40 years ago that a song called American Pie made history and became a huge, huge hit for Don McLean.
Do you remember how many people called him Don McLean? No.
I've heard McLean.
But in the 70s, you heard McLean. And then it became McLean. It's MCLEAN.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I heard McLean forever.
I heard back in the day there was a real oldies station here, and they used to call it. There was a guy who would say Don McLean, and I heard that too.
Oh, my goodness. That's another one.
No, really? I heard that a lot. Don McLean, American Pie, which I thought was kind of weird.
So nobody knows the true.
It's McLean. It has to be McLean.
Like the word clean.
CLEAN. That's McLean.
McLean. So Don McLean has I guess you could say brand new record you could pick up. It's a 2-CD set. It's called American Troubadour. It's him playing basically every song he's ever touched his entire career. I'm pretty sure most people only know St. Vincent and American Pie, but there's a few others that you might enjoy.
Is it called St. Vincent?
It's just Vincent. It's not St. Vincent.
I thought it was St. Vincent.
No, it's Vincent. Vincent Van Gogh. Yeah. Right, it's about Vincent Van Gogh. It's just called Vincent.
Maybe I did take
Starry,
that.
Starry, Starry Night.
Sure. Thank you. All right. Outside of the Don McLean, we also have the Dave Matthews Band, brand new record. It is called Away from the World. Bob Dylan has a new record out today called Tempest, and it is fantastic. And I know a lot of people give Bob Dylan trouble because his voice is very different. It's
what?
Getting different. Yeah. I'm being so straight up. The last record he put out, I wasn't a fan of. And now, okay, can I tell you just a quick little anecdote on Bob Dylan?
Sure.
It's true.
Sure.
This is September 11th. And on September 11th of 2001, I was in New York City all the way up till September 11th on the attacks. So I was on the last plane that left JFK before the 9/11 attacks. And it was my first time visiting New York. The whole city was papered everywhere with Bob Dylan posters with September 11th, 2011 on it for 2001 for an album called Love and Theft. And so I just think it's kind of ironic that today, September 11th, now we're like 11 years after. Right. It's got a brand new record, but I just thought it was really, really, it was wild because that album artwork, which was all over the place, was stamped with that date. And then, of course, after the date happens, right, you know, you always associate it. So that could be the most boring story of all time. But 11 years to the day of Love and Theft, which I, at the time I thought was the greatest he'd ever done, this blows it away. This is, to me, it's Highway 61 revisited with Bob Dylan, and it's this album, Tempest. So if you're a big Dylan fan, definitely pick up this album.
Well, he's excited about it, and I'll tell you how I know that. I talked to him this morning.
Really?
Wow.
By satellite. I knew you were going to talk about this album, and I got him on satellite, and I said, Bob, you're new album is getting great reviews. You must be excited. Here's what he said.
I'm really excited about my new album.
Wow, he is excited.
Told you. Brilliant. All right, on DVD, yesterday, James Cameron decided he wanted to make a couple more $1 billion, so he released, not on New Release Tuesday, he did it yesterday, Titanic on Blu-ray and in Blu-ray 3D. So if you have yet to see Titanic, for whatever reason, and you want to see it in Blu-ray or Blu-ray 3D, it is now officially available. As of everything else, it comes out today on Tuesday. There's a book called What to Expect When You're Expecting. A lot of guys have gone through this situation. A lot of girls have read the book. They made a movie on it, which kind of hit the mark a little. It's a romantic comedy. The best bits are Chris Rock and his band of guys that walk the kids in the park. So you got about 15 minutes of funny. The rest of it, paint by numbers, romantic comedy. What to Expect When You're Expecting. Definitely a rental. 30 Rock, Season 6, Big Bang Theory. Never seen an episode. Everybody tells
me. I never have
either. Everybody tells me.
Really good show.
Season 5, The Vampire Diaries. I believe that Season 3 is out today. I have a man crush on David Duchovny. I openly admit it, but I will not support the film Goats because it's just a bit too creepy. David Duchovny looks like Moses from the Bible. He plays a character named Goatman, and in the movie Goats, he gives sage-like advice from the wisdom he gets from his own goat. That does it for you. Maybe give it a shot.
Remember that movie? Wasn't it Men Who Stare at Goats?
The Men Who Stare at Goats.
George Clooney. That was bizarre.
I kind of liked that. I thought it was good. Spartacus Vengeance Season 2 is available. Private Practice Season 5. Castle Season 4. Absolutely Fabulous. The 20th anniversary specials out in a DVD box set. Kojak Season 5.
Wow, Kojak.
Man.
Who loves you, baby?
That's it, right? Didn't he always have like a lollipop?
Yeah,
that was his thing.
Tootsie Roll Pop.
Yeah. All right, Airplane. The original Airplane is out on Blu-ray today in a very cool special edition. I still like Airplane 2 with William Shatner, though. I still think that's hilarious.
Oh, never seen it.
Oh, it's really?
Not as funny.
It's not. Oh. But I still love the parody of it.
Yeah.
The Firm. Out on Blu-ray. That Good is one. The Tom Cruise, Gene Hackman Firm. If you've never seen it, it's still just as suspenseful. And last but not least. Two films out today. One you'll maybe want to check out. As you know, the girl from Twilight caused a lot of trouble with the director of Snow White and the Huntsman. That movie is now out. I never pronounce her name right, but Charlize Theron. There we go. Very wicked, very evil, very hot in this movie. And the film not to get, no matter how they package it, on Blu-ray for the first time, the 1988 smash Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, I love that movie.
Finally out on Blu-ray today. That will do it for me. Talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, hip on entertainment.
Right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes, courtesy of Oreck. And the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers asked to see the new Miele, the vacuum cleaner. All right, here is a great little promotion.
that you may want to participate in or take part in from now until October 10th, which means, what, 4 weeks, just about 1 month, because this is the 11th, till October 10th, all auto loans that are closed at any First Community Credit Union branch will mean you are entered into a drawing for a 60-quart Missouri Tigers tailgate cooler. That's a pretty big cooler, isn't it? 60 quarts. 28 coolers filled with all kinds of stuff will be given away, one at each of the First Community branches. So if there are 28 coolers and they're giving one away at each branch, that means they have...
denominator.
They have
14,282
branches. What a big company.
Wow.
Grand prize winner will be selected from all auto loans that are closed on, and they'll get the grand prize of a cooler and two tickets to the final Mizzou home game against Syracuse on November 17th. Now, you can also go in and register, and there is no purchase necessary, no loan closing necessary. But if you do close an auto loan, you are automatically entered to win. You can find out more. You could go online to do it. That's firstcommunity.com, or you could just stop in any First Community Credit Union location. Get a couple of bags of fresh, hot popcorn. Tell them your AM and the PM, and... take a look before you go at your auto loan. See what the rate is. See what your interest rate is. I'll bet you're going to save some money at First Community Credit Union.
Here's Tim Whiteland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. We're out in the O'Fallon area looking at westbound 70, and it slows right at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and a little bit west of T.R. Hughes is where it opens up. Southbound 270, that's stacking up now just a little bit south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 4064, told you before, that was slow between Hampton and McCausland. It was slow again around Spady. There was some police incident going on there, and then heavy from Ballast through Mason, again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, you'll find it slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included. Ends September 30th. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea inviting you to join me and my special surprise guest host as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from Outdoor Living this Saturday at our new time, 11 to 1 o'clock. Outdoor Living is at Big Bend just east of I-44 in Kirkwood. There'll be free food, door prizes, big value on their big deck sale. This is their fall deck sale, their fall deck sale expo. Everything you need for a deck, they'll have at Outdoor Living. Be there, don't miss it. Inside Out Show, Outdoor Living. See you Saturday.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Recently, when Madison County politicians tried to raise their own pay, County Board Member Kathy Smith said no and instead introduced a resolution to cut their pay by 20%. As our state representative, Kathy Smith will save our taxpayer dollars and bring common sense back to government. Kathy Smith will cut spending, require Springfield politicians to take a pay cut, and she'll stand up to Pat Quinn and fight for our families.
I'm Kathy Smith. I grew up in a military family. My mom inspected helicopters. My dad earned a Bronze Star in the Air Force. If our military can defend our nation, why can't Springfield defend our state? Right here, where it counts. I will repeal the 67% tax hike, end benefits to illegal immigrants, and get Southern Illinois back to work. My opponent wants to defend Governor Quinn. I'm running to protect you and your job.
Kathy Smith for state representative. She's fighting for us.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hello, Bill. Hello, everybody. How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. Well, Monday Night Football last night, the Ravens, I guess, didn't have that great of a game. They said they committed so many gaffes that their new mascot is now Joe Biden.
Oh, boy. Really nice.
And speaking of politics here, Monday, yesterday, President Obama completed a two-day bus tour of Florida. He's trying to bond with Floridians, so he took his bus at 7 miles an hour with the turn signal blinking constantly. Blend in with everybody. Yeah. And a new study says, now this is kind of interesting, long-lasting marriages are actually on the rise in the United States,
what?
According to a new study. In fact, most marriages last for more than 10 years, or however long it takes to learn about the secret love child with the housekeeper.
Schwarzenegger humor.
Yeah, thank you for picking up on that.
You're welcome.
And finally, this afternoon.
Don't hear much from him, do you, Schwarzenegger?
No.
No, not much. All right, you guys like a little fun facts, right?
Oh, sure.
Now, here's a fun fact. In Iran, did you know it's illegal to have a mullet?
No.
If you're in Iran, it is absolutely illegal to have a mullet, which explains why the state of Kentucky has broken off all diplomatic relations with them.
Oh, they have to, yeah.
I didn't say it was that fun of a fact.
No, you just said it's a fact.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bill Cleveland Second brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from sunny downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
There goes Bill Cleveland. I have a list of the popular baby names from 1901. And maybe we'll do more of these in the Playhouse. But the only reason I think this is interesting is you look at the, and these are the top 40 names for little boy and girl babies. And what's funny is you look at it, there's not one Courtney, there's no Caitlin, Megan. You know, these are 80s names. These are names that came along. Prior to the 80s, no girl was ever named Megan or Caitlin or Heather or what's another one? Another one of those sort of 80s, 90s names. You get the idea.
Yeah, there are certain names you hear and you know.
A lot of John and Mary type names in the early 1900s. And Raymonds and Dorothys. Not even any Debbies in the top 40. Don't worry, we have more than just that in the Playhouse, I promise. It's coming up. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News.